It's Lucas.
And I'm Jacob.
Bros Before Hoes Podcast.
Welcome back to Bros Before Hoes with Jacob, who is now an adult. Welcome to being an adult.
Yeah, the adult life.
He's not an adult in Nebraska.
And that's our mother.
That's our mom.
In Nebraska, he has to be 19 to be considered an
adult.
But
in Los Angeles, he's considered an adult right now. So he doesn't even have to fly back to Nebraska. You could literally stay here. No, your parents have no right.
3 months of high school, which I'm obviously going to finish it. But if I wanted to, I could just stay in California and no one can do anything. So, yeah.
Are you thinking about doing it?
I haven't fully decided. When I had the realization, I was like, oh my gosh, should I? But then I was like, oh, it's only 3 more months.
You could be a high school dropout.
I know.
She's a one in a million. Most people who drop out at 15 doesn't go too well.
Yeah, I don't even think you could work at Taco Bell, really, because they wouldn't hire you.
Yeah, like, I don't have a college degree, and I'm already kind of embarrassed, but I imagine if I didn't have a high school degree.
Yeah,
whoa.
So.
Yeah. Are you embarrassed I didn't go to college, Mom?
No.
Liar.
Why would I be embarrassed?
Oh my God. Speaking of college, we have to touch on the breaking news that just happened today. Which I actually just read a tweet, so I don't know the full thing, but my mom actually read a whole article.
Oh, I read the whole thing.
Basically, Olivia Jade, who you probably know from YouTube, her mom's famous from Full House.
Lori Loughlin.
She scammed her way into college.
Jesse's
and her mom
wife.
Is in prison?
So my question
let's have mom actually explain it because she actually read the article.
First,
we're going off of tweets.
Oh yeah. First, I just need to touch on there was this funny tweet that I thought said like Olivia Jade stealing every going back to a house and getting all the designer goods before it's stolen from the government.
Oh yeah,
and it's sort of like stealing everything, making sure she has.
Okay, so give us a 1 minute summary, Mom.
Olivia Jade's mom is Lori Loughlin from Full House. That was Jesse's wife. On Full House, they had the twins, remember? And then her dad is Mosimo Giuliani or something. I don't know. He's some big fashion designer. And so her parents paid like up to $500,000 to say that her and her sister were on the rowing team. So that's how they got into USC, even though neither of them have probably picked up an oar.
But didn't you say they also scammed the ACT or something?
No, SAT. That was Felicity Huffman from Desperate Housewives. Her husband is so-and-so. He was on Fargo. I can't think of his name. But anyway, their first daughter, they paid $15,000 for the proctor to change their SAT scores to fix the exam. And the second daughter, she was going to, but in November, they have her on tape saying, well, wait, first I want to see how she really does on the SAT. You know, I want to see if this daughter's really smart or not, because the first one's dumb.
Oh,
I guess.
So Olivia Jade didn't scam her ACT. She just said that she was going to go be on the rowing. All she did was say she was going to be on the rowing team.
Yeah, so the coach of the rowing team's probably in on it too. He's probably in trouble.
Oh, that's not that. Obviously, that's bad, but I thought she scammed her ACT.
So well, they got him into USC by saying they're an athlete when they aren't.
I've lived in Los Angeles for like 6 years, and I've heard years ago even that USC is just a school all of the rich people in LA send their kids to. They bribe their way in. I thought everyone just knew, but I guess now they care. Why do people care all of a sudden?
I don't know. I didn't know about it. I'd be pissed if I was a normal person on the street.
I know, that's so annoying. And it said the article, what I actually did read one tweet that said the kids didn't know. So imagine being Olivia Jade today and being like, oh, I guess I don't deserve to be at USC.
Oh, they knew.
I feel
come
like my
on.
Thing is that like I don't even like know anything about LA, but like when I picture like this like rich person's kid, like, and they don't really like want to like try and they just want to get like, go to college for fun, I thought like it was just kind of obvious that they paid their way to get in.
It's corrupt and it's so annoying, but I have a hypothetical to give Mom. So say you had unlimited money, Mom. You are the most powerful person in the country somehow, and I'm your son. I really want to go to NYU, and it's all I want to do is go to NYU, but you just know in the back of your mind that I'm too stupid to go to NYU. But you had the connections to get me in. Would you use those connections?
Well, yeah.
See? Look when the tables are turned.
How did those twins from the boat show on Disney?
Cole Sprouse?
Yeah, how did they get into NYU? Like,
wouldn't NYU have
good?
Just accepted them because
and
they're Sprouse twins?
And what about the Mary-Kate and Ashley? Did they pay their way in? You know, it makes you wonder.
I mean, some of these people might actually have deserved to go in.
I don't know.
I'm going to see, like, I feel like if I had to choose a set, I guess I'm just on the side of Bi Bowie, because I guess if I could, I'm actually
happy that they're cutting down on it though, and like getting these people in trouble, because you shouldn't be allowed to just buy your kids. And that's so we like one of our sisters is so smart in school, but
so
the fact,
smart.
The thought that she wouldn't get into the school of her choice because some lazy ass rich kid is going to be on the rowing team.
Third in her high school.
Not
class
saying Olivia
of, like,
Jade is lazy.
600.
I don't know anything about her.
She gets all, I mean, she is smarter than hell, works her ass off, and has a job on the side, and yeah.
So is that girl, is Aunt Becky from Full House, is she going to prison?
No, I bet not.
What do you
not.
Think will
I
happen?
They're probably out on bail right now. They picked them up this morning. They're probably out on bail, I'm sure, because they're rich as hell. And, you know, they'll
will
probably
Olivia
get probation.
Jade be,
they'll
will Olivia Jade be kicked out of USC?
I don't know.
Because now it's exposed that she doesn't deserve to be there, I thought.
I don't know. How could you even go to class? Everyone would be like, hey,
I know. I just don't get that part of it. It just seems so awkward going back and like, it's just like, wait.
But you know what? You wonder if everyone in her class is that way. Is like, oh, crap, you got caught. I wonder when my parents are going to get caught.
That's crazy. I feel like Aunt Becky's going to tell the police, like, just so you know, all my friends are going to give all the names.
I love how we're calling her Aunt Becky.
What's her real name? Lori?
Lori Loughlin.
I just can't call her Lori Loughlin. She's Aunt Becky.
Aunt Becky.
Yeah, like, but I'm just like, when I read this, I was just kind of like, obviously I don't have any inside scoops, but like, because I've watched Olivia Jade, and I just like, assume, like, I just know her online persona, but I just kind of assume that she was just going to pouty, which I would
okay,
do if I had
I
the money.
Okay, when I read it, I have to admit, I was upset thinking, come on, give me bigger people. That's seriously
oh, yeah,
what I was
these
thinking.
People, there's definitely
like, come
people
on,
way bigger than these people doing it.
Oh, yeah, there's like, I don't know. I feel like there is like crazy celebrities that do it.
Like there's CEOs and, well,
yeah,
there's tons of CEOs.
There was Aunt Becky, but then who was the other person? I don't even know who that was.
Felicity Huffman. She was on Desperate Housewives. She was one of the main characters.
Oh, I didn't watch that show.
She's a big actress.
Well, I bet you
her husband's a big actor.
I bet
actor.
You this is just the beginning and we're going to find out everyone scammed their way into college.
Well, it's just like... The sex ring down in Florida with the NFL owner who's good friends with Trump.
Oh, this
like,
might be too dark for our podcast.
Like, for sure he's involved in it. But anyway, okay.
We like
we'll
to talk
on.
About yeah. Lindsay Lohan. I don't want to talk. I don't want to be depressed.
Wait, my question is like...
Everyone's already depressed enough.
When I heard about this, I was like thinking... Like, what I've always wondered about these celebrities' kids going to college... Like, obviously college is useful, but like I always assume that after they were done with college, they just don't use it. Like, do they use the degree? That's what I'm curious about. Like,
oh, come on. I thought you said Olivia Jade just at college to party.
Was that a lie?
That's just okay, Jacob's assumption.
That's the thing is that, like, people that listen to this podcast, like, they kind of seem to know that. Like, some of this stuff is just, like, my assumption. Like, I have no idea.
I don't know anything about her. I just saw her in a David Dobrik video. And then one time I did watch her room tour, which her room was, like, massive. And now knowing that she also scammed her way into college.
Her mom scammed her
way. So do they use the degrees? Oh, like
no,
it's so
like,
funny! It's so funny! I'm mad at Olivia Jade for having a big room.
maybe their degrees are. You know how they used to say girls went to college to get their MRS degree.
I don't know what that means.
What?
To marry a rich guy.
But you're saying that's what she did.
Well, I don't know. Maybe that's you know.
We're only like 10 minutes into this, and all of us are probably. We've done cancel-worthy stuff.
I'm, like, kind of scared that, like I'm going
to get
canceled.
First of all, mom's saying sexist
for sure
things.
For
Jacob
sure.
says that she's only going to party when we know no information.
Know.
And then I'm mad at her for having a big room. Like, this is... We're 10 minutes
okay,
in and
so
we should stop.
Okay, so you're saying she's not in a sorority?
I know nothing about her. I just know she was in a David Dobrik video.
I think the, like, scariest thing about talking about topics on a podcast...
They're
is
in college
in
because
public.
They're supposed to be in college. They aren't going to learn anything.
We have no idea. I don't know, but we just wanted to touch on that. The breaking news, by the time this comes out, maybe more information will come out, but I hope Aunt Becky, I actually don't want her to go to prison.
Oh,
that
I
sounds
don't either.
Sad.
I'm assuming her
but
daughters
I do
are
think people,
model worthy.
I do think people
models.
Should start being punished for using their, I think finally we're in the time where people are sick of these rich people using their money and power to get ahead.
Yeah, that could be a hashtag me too. Me too. I don't have enough money. Hashtag me
because
too.
It should just be Olivia Jade or whatever other rich kid. They should have to go to the college that they are... They're actually qualified to go to. It shouldn't be about who your parents are, how much money they have. It should be about what you get on the SATs. Unfortunately, if she's smart enough to go to USC, she can go. But if you're only qualified to go to somewhere lower,
so she
then...
should be going to LA County Community College. I don't know if there even is one.
Wait, I had another question.
What did you get on your ACT?
He didn't take it.
I haven't took it, but on the pre-ACT.
When are you taking it?
April 2nd.
Oh my god, I can't wait to expose your results. Well, are you going to expose your results on here?
Oh yeah, I'll expose them.
Wait, but who do I pay $15,000 to? I don't even have $15,000 to pay a proctor.
Oh yeah, what college do you want us to scam you into?
Yeah, if someone on the podcast wants to grant me money,
oh
I guess.
Oh my god, yeah, let's do
I
a go.
I want to go to NYU.
Let's do a GoFundMe and
scam well, my way, and then I can show. If it's true, yeah. So we'll start a GoFundMe. Give me like
and then we're gonna
$1 million.
And then what? The rich people donate that money to NYU, and then they kind of feel like they have to accept the kid.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, but my thing is that I thought you can pay your way into any. Like I thought that was when I learned about college. They say that if you have enough money. Isn't that true?
No. When you learn about, you learn that.
They don't teach you that in school.
That, but I thought if you had enough money, you can go anywhere.
I don't think that's true.
I know, but now people are starting to change that.
You know what? I thought that was true too, though. That if you had enough, like USC, I didn't know that was so prestigious. I thought if you paid your $80,000 a year to go, you got to go.
Yeah, I have no idea. I forgot what I got on my ACT, but it wasn't good.
I kind of thought of a good business idea.
I know what it is.
Just say it.
21, I think.
Oh my God, is that embarrassing?
Maybe 22.
Do you know I got in the pre-ACT?
But I want you guys to know that let me give a disclaimer. I might have gotten a 21 or 22, but I did not study at all. And I'm not kidding. For probably 60% of the test, I was just bullshitting. Because I was like, my school, I don't know if I was in dumb classes, but I don't know what this stuff is. Like in the science part, I was talking about like seismic rays and all this stuff. And I was like, I've never heard of this in my life. So I'm just going to, you know, multiple choice my way in.
Yeah, I didn't know. Yeah.
What did you get?
On the pre-ACT? Okay, I got on the science, but I didn't know anything. I got a 17.
Okay, now I'm less embarrassed.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So I was on the pre-ACT, and that's easier than the actual ACT. Wow.
But it just goes to show it doesn't actually prove your intelligence, because there was people in my class who, like, I never once thought they were dumb, and they got, like, a 12.
What? No one got a 12.
I remember this one girl, and she was so embarrassed. But, you know, some people just aren't good at science.
Wow, that is embarrassing. That's
so
not embarrassing,
do
I guess.
Do you guys
you know.
Think that
what did you get, Mom?
I got like 31 or something.
You're a liar.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, why didn't you pass those genes down to us?
Well,
you were really probably, you probably studied
above
so much.
You got in their upper 20s.
I should have studied more.
And a couple
more.
Below you.
Do you guys believe in standardized tests? I watched a documentary on it.
No, and back when I was in high school, you had one time to take it. I had to drive 20 miles. It was one Saturday morning.
Okay, boo.
No, it was one Saturday morning. We all had to take it at the same time. That was your only chance. Now kids start taking it like their sophomore year and keep taking it like month after month.
But I picture you to be really stressed studying every night. Like, did you really... You were really anal about it.
I don't think there was any really way to study, but it was scary.
Anal about it. You were so anal about it.
It was really scary.
Wait, so you didn't study or anything?
I don't think we really studied.
Oh my God, I'm impressed. Go you, Mom.
No, I don't think there was a way to study.
I remember they gave us a whole booklet, and then our school also did tutoring after school, but I never went to it. But I really should have taken it. Could I still take it at this age and try to get into college?
I don't know.
Well, I can still go to college at any age.
Even I should be taking advantage of my resources. I could have woke up at 7 o'clock and went to ACT prep, but I didn't, unfortunately.
Well, you know, there's always time to do these things.
Yeah.
When I'm 32, broke, living on the streets, I'll really take my ACT prep seriously.
No, but seriously, like he was talking about standardized tests. Like, it's sort of stupid. One test changes. I mean, that's stupid.
There's actually, like, this documentary that I watched, like, obviously I don't know the true facts, but it was just talking about how, like, school was in poverty, it just like explained how like they're set up to do bad and standards tests and stuff.
That's sad. I think I would have taken my ACT way more seriously if I had a goal of what college I wanted to go to and had a goal of what I wanted to study. But when I was, even still now, like there's nothing I'd really want to study in college.
Yeah.
So I didn't really take it seriously. Me trying to defend my score. But, Jacob and my mom are in LA right now visiting the big city. And, my mom is so used to Nebraska life that yesterday she did have a panic attack at the beach.
I did not have a panic attack. I just, got really hot.
But we drove home for an hour and a half and
she
mom
didn't
said,
have a panic attack, but she
anything.
Had all of the symptoms of a panic attack. This is what happened. She got sweaty, shaky, nervous, kept saying, I feel weird. And then I was scared because we biked through Venice, which is just one cloud of weed smoke. And I was like, oh my God, maybe I'm so used to contact high because I live in LA that I don't feel it. Maybe mom's high as hell right now.
No, I think it was the Mucinex D made my brain feel funny.
Oh yeah, we have to give backstory. So mom, it was 2 o'clock in the afternoon. She hadn't eaten a thing, had 3 cups of coffee and a handful of different pills.
But different pills. Mucinex.
I know. Like, if you hear that, it's like ecstasy.
Mucinex.
I know, but Mucinex can make you feel
weird.
And the
Mucinex with the D, that's the one that you have to use your license to get because it has the stuff you can make meth with. So I was
But I felt so bad.
Meth,
I was like, I was scared we're going to have to, like, bring you to the hospital or something.
Oh, my God.
Every
and in
day,
the car,
mom wakes
I
up.
Had to have him put the air on because I was sweating. I had to take my shirt off.
And then I don't think it helped because then my dad is also visiting and he went into this whole thing about how global warming LA is going to be one giant fire. And like, he's saying, I need to move because the world's ending. And he said, there's going to be a zombie apocalypse.
That
and then Jacob said, you need to get a gun. And I said, why do I need to get a gun? And then
I need to
and then
this.
Jacob said, oh, you just need to have a gun. And I said, oh yeah, probably to defend myself in LA. And then he said, no, to shoot yourself if there's a fire.
So like, so obviously
Jacob thinks that there's a fire in LA. I should just shoot myself.
No. Okay. So I think some of you guys can relate to this, as morbid as it sounds. So, like, if for some reason, I'm saying, like, there's fires, but they aren't
fire. Yeah,
by
I get it.
You,
if there was
good.
A fire where I couldn't
and
escape.
It was around 360 around you, and you were in this building, no helicopters. I'm just saying that I'd rather shoot my head instead of dying in a fire. So I was just saying, if that happened, I'd do that. But
okay.
Then about the Mucinex D, it's so funny, because mom wakes up every morning and says, like, give me the regular D, and she, like, emphasizes the D, and it's like, what?
Well, yeah, you gotta have the D.
Yes, that was so funny. Yesterday, I guess I understand why mom would feel anxious, because she found out that I'm gonna have to kill myself if there's
quiet.
A natural disaster.
That didn't even do it. I just felt funny. I felt better after I ate, though, and took a nap.
It was a crazy birthday.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah. This all happened on Jacob's birthday, so how was it? How was the big 18?
It was crazy, guys.
Do you feel different now that you're 18? You wanted to go get cigars yesterday, but you never did.
Oh, yeah, I was going to get cigars, but I just knew that it was going to cause controversy, so I didn't.
Would you be mad if he smoked a cigar on his 18th birthday?
Yeah.
Are they addictive?
I don't know.
You actually don't. I think you're not supposed to inhale it or something.
What about, do we talk about Vanderpump, how we went to Tom Tom?
Oh, yeah, we
last
had this big thing
birthday.
Planned. Jacob was going to go to Tom Tom, which, if you don't know, the Tom's on Vanderpump. It's Lisa Vanderpump's new restaurant, which she is partnering with two of the cast members. And we were all excited. I got a reservation.
All
and then
excited.
What happened, Jacob? First of all, 2 hours before, you kind of wanted to cancel it.
Oh, yeah, because my mom was sleeping in that state of mind. And I was like, oh, she won't want to go at 6:30.
And dad told you guys I was depressed, which was not true. He just made up a story.
Yeah, so then I was like, oh, let's just go somewhere else. I thought it would solve everything. Like Gaiukaku or something. It's damn ass good. You cook your own food. But then
so
I was like, let's go to Tom
Tom. We took a black SUV to Tom Tom. The
and
whole family.
We arrived.
And we walked out of the Escalade.
And I knew that we won't met there when the guy outside, like, whatever
okay,
that guy
yeah.
did.
We got to Tom Tom, and there was this bouncer guy who you could just tell was, he was going
like,
to be a douchebag.
What
douche
are you guys doing here?
Yeah, he was looking us all up and down. I almost thought, I'm not even kidding, for a second, I thought he wasn't going to let us in.
I did, too.
Because I thought he thought, oh, they don't fit in here. They aren't cool
yeah,
enough.
And they're like, we have a reservation. He's
and
like,
I
yeah,
hate
right.
places like that. Like, I can't stand LA things like that.
I know, like, I feel like I'd only feel comfortable if I, like, knew that I was met there. You know what I mean? Like, if I was like, oh, I got...
And then we went in, and it was actually packed. It was only 6:30 on a Monday, but I guess the show's on right now, so it was packed.
Yeah,
there
was
all
packed.
These people drinking.
And we sat on the floor.
Every waiter had a little man bun, which was sort of cute.
Yeah, you could tell they just all wanted... They were all so hoping that there was going to be a Tom Tom spinoff.
I was pissed. I'm joking.
And then they took
they
us
sat
to
us
the
down.
Back room, which was really
they
cool.
They sat us down in this cool glass back room, but... We wanted to have dinner. I think it's more of a drinks place, but we wanted to have dinner. They sat us down at a coffee table.
They sat us down at this long table.
Where, like, where you sat, the table was below your knees.
Sitting on the floor.
Like for me, even for me, it was too low. It was, like, sort of like you needed to be kneeling beside the table to even have it at your height.
And right then and there, I was like, okay, this is not going to work for us. And then we moved to a booth, which was, my mom had to use a flashlight to look around.
Yeah, we were trying to look at the venue. We had to use a flashlight. And
all the drinks were $15 plus, which is actually for LA kind of standard, sadly.
Yeah, and Dad's like, well, we have to at least get a couple drinks and leave. And I was like, well, if we all get a couple drinks, that's going to be
$400. There was just this awkward moment where we're all at the table at Tom Tom where I knew none of us wanted to be there, but no one wanted to say
and
it.
What
you know what I mean?
What did the waiter say? He's like, so we serve our, because our kitchen's smaller, we have to serve our food tapas.
Making it sound so shitty what they said.
Tapas style. Tapas?
Yeah, it's like, it's one of those places
family
where
style
it's one
tapas.
Of those places where you order these entrees and you all share them. I hate places like that. Where everyone has to share
Dad
stuff.
Dad would eat everything.
Ew.
Don't you hate that? Because you know you're just going to get scraps. I want to eat one meal to myself.
Me too.
I know. So then, right Stephanie then and there, I think Lucas that. Started it. Because we all, Like, I was
feeling the vibe, yeah.
Yeah, so Lucas said, like, okay, do you actually want to be here?
Well, first of all, I heard Jacob kind of gave a hint. He said, oh, I'm just going to eat Taco Bell later.
he said it more than once.
And then I said, oh, well, if you're just going to eat Taco Bell, we're going to waste money here. And you're I'm just going to eat Taco Bell.
We'll just stay here and then we'll go get Taco Bell.
Okay, but here's the thing is that I swear, even before we went here, because last year for my birthday, I went to Seoul, which is another one of our restaurants, and they always give like kind of small portions. So I already had it in my mind the whole day, like, oh, I'm gonna eat at Taco Bell at 10. But then when I said it out loud, I was obviously trying to hit like Bula's night. Yeah.
Oh yeah, we went to serve for Jacob's birthday last year. I'm not gonna lie, the food wasn't good.
I know Stouffer's tasted better.
I don't know if we ordered the wrong thing, but the food was not
okay. But
good.
That's not Stouffer's is damn good. So.
I know, but Stouffer's is fancy.
Well, I already had picked out what I was gonna get yesterday. I was gonna get Lisa's special salad or something.
How much was it?
$22, I think. $26.
Probably literally the size of a fist.
So then I think Lucas said, oh, let's just go. And I was like, yeah, let's for sure.
And then everyone felt awkward because they were like, well, what are we going to say as our excuse? And I said, well, I guess we can say there's an emergency.
As our excuse.
Okay,
so
but
funny.
We always leave everything up to Matthew. Matthew's like, I'll take care of it. And we all leave.
But I was going to say, oh, sorry, we have an emergency. Because they can't really say anything to that, you know?
I know, but like,
also,
it's
I
just
knew
so...
they would not care about us leaving.
If it was not
busy.
At all.
If we were the one table there, I'd be like, oh my God, this is so awkward leaving. But it was packed. They don't care. We hadn't ordered any drinks yet. We're not disturbing things.
Dad and
things.
I
we
were the
gotten...
oldest people
so
there.
So when we walked out, I
Ethan
made sure...
was the youngest.
I made sure I was one of the first people to walk out because I didn't want to, like, if they sat out of us, I thought they would, like, be like, boo, what are you doing?
I didn't
but
even
then,
have...
But then I hoy and walked past that bounce or scaly guy, and then we walked behind this.
They were happy for us to leave.
None of you guys had a man bun. I didn't have my hair extensions in.
A couple of us had poop stains.
Ethan was actually wearing sweats.
Our waiter was actually really nice, though.
Oh, super. Yeah. Yeah.
I've been to Pump before, and the waiters are the people behind the bar are douches.
Ew.
Like they act like they have this weird like snobby attitude, and it's like, boo, why are you being rude while we're ordering?
But what I hate is we watched Vanderpump last night, and we're like, crap, we didn't even look at anything. Like I didn't even look at the decor really. I saw a couple little chandelier.
Oh yeah, it
things.
Was so annoying because last night was Monday, and we watched the new episode, like she said, and I didn't notice anything about the clocks. Look around at all. I must have literally walked in looking at the ground,
I did too.
Do you know what the ground looked like?
Honestly, I'm trying to picture walking in, and what I can only describe it as is walking in a cave.
Yeah.
It was really dark.
Just try to flash back to walking in yesterday. Do you remember anything?
No, but like I think I can't remember anything because obviously in the back of my mind, I was just full of like scaredness of someone being like, we aren't allowed here. Because it's one of those places where you just fail.
We didn't even see a photo of the Toms kissing. Which
no,
is like a huge thing on the wall.
That's like a huge thing on the wall. But
okay, we also didn't even notice the clock,
I
which
know, but
covers
I think it's
the whole entire
so
wall.
Dark. I think it's because it's so dark.
But
they
we gotta
film
say
during the day.
I gotta say that Lisa does a good job at designing it. And
you know
if
what?
I was fancy, then
even
I would love
we never
it.
Saw it.
I'm sure that place was good, but it's more of a place you go to have a couple drinks, and then when you're drinking, you have a few appetizers.
I know. I feel like when I'm 40, I'm going to reach that level, but like I haven't reached a level of like, oh, let's get drinks and appetizers then.
And you know, it just wasn't meant for us. Our family is more of a Taco Bell type
of
family.
You were,
so then we went to Taco Bell.
If you were a CEO and wanted to have an affair on the down low,
you
could go there because it's so dark. No one could see you.
It looked like the whole place was filled with like people who wanted to be reality stars. They're hoping to like fuck one of the Toms and get on.
Yeah.
Like be on the next season, the mistress or something.
Oh yeah. So I thought
Or
like,
the gay mistress.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
I wonder if anyone moves to LA hoping to have sex with one of them to get in the show.
For sure, like a reality style.
I guess that's
like,
already great. Happened.
Yeah, for sure.
With that girl who the first episode said, I had sex with James.
Oh yeah. The funniest thing is that like, no, not funny. It's just crazy because like, I knew that they were making the good coin, but then I realized that one of the people on Vanderpump lives in like a $2 million house. So then I realized that they're like,
also,
rich.
I heard about some sketchy things with Tom Tom.
What?
Okay. So first of all, the two Toms who it's named after, it's a photo of them. They only own a collected 5%. Lisa owns the other 95%. Or I don't know.
Well, you know, she put up all the money for it, obviously.
Yeah. So do you think that's fair that it's their name and likeness? But then again, she has the experience.
So I was on...
Oh, no. If I were them, I'd be all over it.
Yeah, so I was on Tom
but
and
then,
Tom's side. But
you
then
know,
Lisa made them famous, kind of.
But then you know how they signed a terms and agreement, apparently?
Yeah.
Tom Sandoval, I think, or Schwartz. I think it was probably
Sandoval. The cuter one, Sandoval?
Yeah, he came out yesterday and said that the top of the contract says in bold print, this contract is not legally binding.
What does that mean?
So it's literally just a contract for fun. It literally says on the top, this contract is not legally binding, which means basically it's not a real contract.
So what does that mean?
It means basically this is, I'm telling you what you're going to get from it, but you can't like bring me to court if I don't give you this.
Oh.
Which is actually really smart. If I'm going to start doing contracts like that.
Yeah, so I'm
where like somebody thinks it's a contract, but really it says like, just, you know, this isn't,
I don't have to fulfill
any of this, but like you can still sign it. We can pretend.
Wait, so can I create like a business and say, okay, I'm in, your salary is $50,000 a year, but hire someone that's like kind of dumb. Like that, no, like, oh, even, yeah.
Once we start making money with this podcast, I'm going to have Jacob sign a contract that says this is not legally binding, but you own 50% of it.
Oh, yeah. We can also do that. No, not do that. But, like, we can, like, hire an engineer and then say, like, contract not legally binding. And say, like, you own 5% of the business.
I just realized I've had someone sign an NDA before.
Wait, why?
I'm just kidding. No, it's just because my editor, he sent me he signed an NDA. I didn't even ask him to.
What is that?
Oh, okay.
It just means like if while editing one of my videos, I say something really offensive, he can't like tell anyone I said it.
Oh, but he would.
Well, he has a contract, an NDA, where I could sue him if he does now.
Oh, yeah, because like...
So then all the times where I'm filming videos and like I mess something up and say, oh my fucking God, and like punch a wall and beat someone up, he can't tell anyone.
Because the thing is that like it's kind of bragging when you say NDA because in the iconic... Hefner by Tana Mongo. Mojo, I'm joking. She says...
Sign NDAs, keep them quiet.
By the way, we need to talk about laugh singing. I love it. Like, Ariana Grande kind of commits... Azealia Banks... So, like, okay, I'll give you an example, and I'm going to make up my own life. I'm in LA, and I'm 18. If you sign NDAs, making money in the streets.
He thinks it's cool when people rap and they're laughing.
Only Tana does it, but if more people did it, it just, like, gets you... Like, they just picture this, like, making money, flying around the world, but, like, rapping.
Okay, so... Instead of going to Tom Tam last night,
like how mom
go?
Just completely disregarded what you said.
No, I'm going to laugh sing.
Oh. Wait, I thought you were like, no, and I was like, boo.
We went to Johnny Rockets and had some hamburgers.
Oh, but to make it bougie. To make it bougie, though. We can still make it kind of bougie because we walked into Tom Tam. We walked into Tom Tam, and then another Escalade picked us up.
Oh, another Escalade
picked
us up. And
then I'm not going to lie, I was in the back of the Escalade, the back seat, and no one knows this, but I almost did have a panic.
Oh my God.
Because I felt so claustrophobic back there. There was at one point, I'm not kidding, we were in traffic and I thought about hopping over the seat. But I knew it would cause so much drama, the driver would say, what are you doing? And like, I just knew I didn't want to cause that.
Oh my God. We ended up going to Johnny Rockets, but the real tea is that I wanted to tell Lucas, but actually mom doesn't know this, but I wanted to tell Lucas that, can you switch the destination while we're in the Uber? But I didn't know that you could. I actually wanted to go to Cheesecake Factory, but then I realized that there's a Cheesecake Factory right by you guys.
And Dad really wanted to go to Cheesecake Factory.
But from my interpretation, once we got in the Uber, once we got in the Escalade, Jacob said, can we get out of the... I thought you said, can we get out of the Uber? And I said, oh my God, why? And then you said, I'll just tell you tomorrow. And I said, oh my God, does he have a gun or something? Why do you want to get out so
bad? But my grilled chicken sandwich was like the best grilled chicken sandwich
Johnny
I've ever had.
So good.
Oh, but the only gross thing is the apartment was like a fart shelter after.
Ew.
Not from me, though. It was only from the guys.
It's so gross. Our dad had a stomachache after, and that's when we all knew.
And then he
went up to the bathroom afterwards for 45 minutes. And then we were all like, oh my God, where have you been? And he said, this is might be too graphic, but he said, all I did was fart.
That's on the toilet, disgusting. Yeah, because we asked if he plugged
it
up.
I'm so sorry if anyone's eating or watching this.
And
listening.
I walked to the bathroom because he left it. This is like too gross, but I wanted to take a picture of him pooping, but I didn't.
Oh, then it was so gross because he was sitting on part of the couch and then he wanted me to sit there because he wanted to sit where I was sitting. So I sat there and then I kept thinking, oh my God, what stinks? And then finally I realized the couch where he sat smelled.
And it smelled like someone just cooked bacon on it or something. It's just fucking disgusting. Like,
So good. But me and Jacob shared chili cheese fries. Bacon cheeseburger.
And then we went to Yogurt Land. It was a dream come true.
And then we walked home. We didn't get another Escalade.
Yeah, we didn't get another Escalade.
It was good to have exercise after that meal.
Yeah, so was your birthday actually good?
Yeah.
We didn't even get him a cake, though, which is really pathetic.
That's really...
No, but I lit a candle.
We lit a Yankee candle.
Yeah, we lit a...
Or
I think
a
Bath and Body
and I blew it out. Bath and Body Works. And we sang
Happy Birthday while Dad was in the restroom farting.
Oh yeah, Dad didn't participate because he was glued to the toilet.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, that didn't happen. But yeah, it was good.
Yeah.
And we rode bikes on Venice Beach.
Oh yeah, and that was when you had your panic attack.
I did not have a panic attack.
It's okay if you did. I already admitted I had one in the Uber.
Oh my gosh,
I need to do a PSA. Not to make people paranoid, but if you're going to a public restroom, look at the toilet roll to make sure there's no mouse in it, because there's been a situation where people I don't know how people do heroin and shit, but they like clean out their syringes in a toilet.
They stick the needle through the whole entire roll.
To the whole entire roll. So literally the whole entire roll is infected, not just like one piece. So it probably happened once and I'm just sweating failed, but I just want to let you know.
But you should still wipe if you're in a public restroom.
But everyone was saying that's why I don't wipe in public. I'm joking. It was obviously.
Wait, but well, I don't understand. So say there was heroin and blood on toilet paper and you wipe your ass with it. That doesn't really mean anything unless you have a cut on your butt, right?
I would think.
Oh, I just assume that like it would just like go up your butt somewhere. I don't know.
No, it's only if you have a cut there. Remember when it used to be such a thing in our family? Like, don't sit on the toilet or you'll get herpes. Who started that rumor in our family?
One of our older sisters.
I remember I always was so scared to sit on a public restroom because everyone said, you'll get herpes.
No, well, it wasn't me. I'm surprised they didn't say you'd get pregnant or something.
I know. I feel like I probably didn't know. Like,
but now if I rarely do sit on a public restroom because luckily I'm a guy so I can pee in the urinal. But if I for some reason have to do that, I just sit on it fully and just I'm like, whatever. Like, I don't care what my butt sits on. If it was my hands, I would be grossed out, but it's your butt. Like, who cares?
I sit because girls, if you sort of hover above it, it just sprays.
It's the grossest, though, when you sit on a public restroom and it's warm and you're like, oh, someone recently sat on here.
That's the grossest thing. And it's like, ew. Like, they just
Dad keeps calling me. He's right downstairs. I don't get it. Does he know what we're doing?
I told him we're going to be a while.
Oh my gosh.
He's just so down nails.
I know we can't say any specific names or cities, but our mom is currently in a legal battle with an apartment building.
Oh my gosh. You don't want me to say the city?
No, what's the point of getting
in trouble? Okay, well, the city we live in.
Just don't say anything about apartments. Just say your daughters live in apartments.
Okay. Two of our daughters live in an apartment, and
story time alert.
And Dada. On December 27th, their fire alarm was going off and on. And so they called the apartment. The apartment finally came and put a battery in. Anyway, this has been going off and on for 2.5 months. And one of the maintenance guys brought a CO detector, carbon monoxide, which is deadly, to their apartment for like 2 hours and just left it and said, I need to keep it. Anyway. Long story short, this has been happening. They've put a new fire alarm in. They've changed batteries. Friday night this past week, it was going off continuously. They opened a window, thank God, or they would be dead.
Anyway, no, isn't that actually true?
Yes. Anyway, my son-in-law-to-be bought a CO detector Saturday, and it was way above. It was like at crazy limits that you could die within like 15 minutes. Their cats were puking. Anyway, the fire department came, the gas company came, they shut off the gas, everything. And now the apartment won't let my daughters out of their lease. So I have contacted them.
Mom's been on the phone all morning.
And we're going to get to the down and dirty of this. And because I just want them to get out of their lease and, you know, because they could have died.
I know, that's actually serious.
Yeah,
didn't the firefighters actually say we're surprised you guys are alive?
I don't know how you're even alive. Thank God they go to school, work, and
that's so scary to me.
Yeah. And now they're just like, oh, it's fine. We got it. There's like, oh, we had our maintenance go in and fix it, so it's fine. No. And it's like, no,
but literally, they said,
no, boo, it's not fine.
They have record of them trying to contact the apartment multiple times in the last few months.
Yeah, they have records multiple
times. And they just kept saying, it's fine, we don't need to. And
yeah.
Wait, so does it look like it's going to work? Or are they going to get out of the lease?
I have no idea. I told them I'm on vacation right now, and when I come back, I'll contact my lawyer.
Do you have a lawyer?
They don't do something. I will have one if I need to. Because we don't want... God.
Yeah, my
don't want to make any money or anything. Just want them out of their lease.
I know. They shouldn't have to still live in that apartment when that happened.
No.
That's why you should always, like, to learn something, just always keep an eye out.
But I read about carbon monoxide after they told us about this, and it's so scary because you can't even, it's silent. Like, you can't even smell it, right?
Yeah, you can't smell it.
I'd be terrified if I was my sister. Like, when I heard about it, I was like, that's, like, just so scary.
And one of our sisters was terrified because you can have it can ruin your brain and stuff. She's like, oh my god, am I gonna be stupid now?
And she's so smart and gets all A's and she has tests this week and
terrible situation,
buddy boy.
Another funny thing about, like, just to make kind of happy about being in LA is
but
that
if they don't do anything, wait, we will say the name and the city and everything.
And we know the Bros Before Hoes listeners.
Yeah, we know that you guys are getting apartments where this apartment is. So
you will be over it.
You guys are going to get pissed, and we're going
to... We might have to switch. The GoFundMe for Jacob's college scam might have to be allocated towards fighting this.
Oh, yeah, for sure. 75 towards the fighting, 25 to me. Like, the college doesn't matter that much.
Oh, my God.
But I was getting glasses, because I'm getting new glasses. And it was just funny, because I needed my prescription to, like, get my new glasses with, like, my eye prescription. And Mom called the eye place, and it just was funny, because she was so extra and said... Yeah, Jacob's in LA on vacation, so he needs his prescription. It just sounded so extra.
Well, I didn't want them to think we were getting eyeglasses not at their place, even though we are.
Also, can we expose that Jacob was in a bad mood before we recorded this because our dad he used your fancy sunscreen?
Oh, yeah, Mom, dad, and a brother and me all have to share a bathroom.
Which I don't get. I have a bathroom as well, and I said, Mom, take a shower. And then she said, I don't want to. But so are you grossed out by me or what?
No, I just want to use just regular shampoo.
Who dies like that? But my deodorant was used by my dad. Like, so hairy.
Obviously, bought him deodorant.
I'm so grateful for, like, everything.
I know what you mean, though, but that is just annoying when someone uses all your
big
face shit.
Like, if someone clean used it... Like, obviously, our dad's clean, but... he doesn't shave his armpits, and I do, and I knew that he did. He can deny it all he wants, but then he used my face lotion. It's not expensive. I just don't like when people use my stuff.
I tried to tell him we'd buy him that face lotion last night, and he said, I don't need any.
So now we're in a huge fight, and when I walk downstairs, I'm going to file
reports. He said, I don't need any if I can just use Jacob's for free.
Yeah. Like, it's not expensive. Like, it's not because of that. I just don't like people using my stuff.
Like, I don't blame you.
I can get another deodorant, but it just... When I opened it and I saw the hair, I was like...
Especially an old man.
Yeah. I know, just after you guys have stayed in my apartment for a week, I'm gonna have to sell the couch because it's literally a fart cushion now.
Stop!
And we're laying have to on rip the, out the walls in here.
And we're laying on the bed that our mom and dad sleep in it, just like, oh, what?
You're gross.
What?
God.
How has it been? My mom's sleeping. My mom's and dad's, my guest bedroom in my apartment faces a busy street. So how has it been?
Fine. It's not loud. I haven't heard anything. The only bad thing is dad's sleeping on my side that I usually sleep on. And so that's very confusing for me.
Okay.
Also, I had to sneak my parents into my apartment gym today because we're not allowed to bring guests.
For real?
Yep.
And you then. So Jacob snuck in too.
Yeah.
No one noticed.
The tea?
They
must
have thought we belonged. Now
how
we probably
do you guys
be able
feel
to
about
tomorrow.
A hot tub being in a bathroom?
What'd you say?
Hot tub being in a bathroom.
Hack?
Hot tub.
Hot tub.
Oh, we do have a hot tub.
I know, but how do you feel about being in a bathroom?
I don't like that. I wish if the hot tub was right by the pool.
Oh, yeah, we have to explain. So my apartment has a nice pool, but there are hot tubs, but they're in gender-specified locker rooms. So, like, my mom would have to be in one separate. And it just is, when a hot tub's in a locker room, it is just nasty.
Yeah, it's like
it
just
seems
got
like it would be all
doing stuff.
It's just like, why does it have to be in there? And then I have gone, like, pee in the locker room, and there's, like, people just naked in there.
Yeah, that just doesn't...
Uh-oh.
Whoa.
Oh, I thought the current was going to fall in my mom's head.
Anyway, that just doesn't seem right.
I don't understand. I just don't get it. I also don't understand steam rooms.
Oh, saunas, I kind of get it.
I think you're supposed to lose weight by sweating.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Also, since I'm 18, I might do the ice thing where you go in an ice thing and you lose 800 calories somehow.
But you are 18.
Oh, do you want to do cryotherapy?
Yeah, I might do that.
What is that?
I was looking at an email that I want to talk to you guys about.
Yeah, okay. We're getting such good emails on lucasjacobpod@gmail.com. You guys email the most crazy shit,
so
and
this
one of these times I have to go all over them.
This one is just called Family Tea, and then in parentheses, it's scorching. So they said, I'm just going to give a little bit of a summary. They said, okay, so I know it's not the holidays right now, but I was thinking about how fucked up my family is. So recently, I've been thinking about how it's not typically normal for a family to fight so much like mine does. At every holiday get-together on my dad's side, at least two people go crying. people go home crying. They said, also, they said, I find it low-key funny, but also sometimes it's kind of sad. My family also blames me for all the fights because I'm a bitch. But to prove my point on Christmas, my dad didn't want to drive me to a thing I had to do the next day. So then my whole family started yelling at him, and he was most likely wasted. So he was like going off on everyone. And my one cousin is like 28. And one second she'll act like she's 16 and the next she'll act like she's 40. So I kind of think she's bipolar, but that's beside the point. So she was having a breakdown and I was like, bitch, calm down. And that's pretty mild compared to other things. So actually, I'm kind of confused about this email.
Was that like one long run-on sentence? Or were there periods?
Okay, so she's Marado dad and our sister's bipolar, she thinks.
So I'm actually thankful that our family get-togethers, no one's ever left crying.
No, but we don't have family get-togethers with like extended, like...
I feel like if we did have extended, it might
No, we wouldn't.
No, because no, our family's more of like shove everything under the rug and like just have a happy face.
And if we have anything really extended, we all the immediate family stay in their own corners.
Yeah, I feel like even if there was drama at our house, like no one would say it outright. Like we're more passive aggressive.
Yeah, whenever like everyone in the family comes over, I always like find my place. Like I always like either whether it be like... going to the bathroom every 5 minutes or like sitting in the
whatever.
But it is crazy how our family, we actually don't like have that intense
No,
of
that's
fights.
Really weird.
Even with like our family has so many differing political opinions, but it always just fine.
Not our immediate family doesn't really.
Yeah, you're different. Obsessed with Trump. Oh, I won't say it on
here. Yeah, right. Anyway, I won't go into that, but no, that is not true. But
it's so funny.
This one didn't make any sense. It sounds like she's the drama of the family, but then she tries to blame it on her dad. And then what's this about the cousin?
So basically,
who's
so that she's kind of the bitch
40.
Of the family. So she kind of, I guess, like you know, our family, everyone's passive aggressive. She probably would just say things outright.
Oh,
but like, which kind of causes drama?
Right. I agree with the bitch attitude.
So what does she want us to say? Maybe stop being a bitch.
Oh my gosh, do you believe that?
But I also want you to go more in detail.
Like why like
I
want to
know
bitch.
Why people cry. Why are people
Why are
crying?
People crying? Is someone calling them fat like Katie on Vanderpump or
you know?
I mean if they're calling them fat, that's not right.
It's not right.
That's not right. Or if they're saying like, "Hey, leave a piece of pecan pie for me, bitch." Like, you already ate too much.
Like, that's the crazy thing, because, like, if our family, if it was just the immediate family, even the extended, like, if someone made a joke, like, oh, like, leave some cheese for me, like I just take it as a joke. But obviously, I get, like, if there was some...
A couple years ago, there was some tea, because, do you remember Thanksgiving? Stephanie had some sweet potato casserole left over for herself in a little container. I always buy these little to-go containers. And Emily accidentally took it home, and Stephanie was really upset.
But let me guess, she never once confronted Emily about it.
No, she did, but it was like joking. Like, she wasn't really pissed.
Oh, it was joke. But there, this is our family. There's real anger beneath, but you do it as a joke.
Yeah, it was
so you call Emily and say, "Hey, asshole, why'd you take my sweet potato pie? That was mine." Just kidding, it's totally fine. But
I know.
Secretly, she's
so
mad.
And then Emily, she's like, if she freaking threw that out and didn't eat it, that really makes me mad.
Oh, my God. Like, Emily, if you're like listening, look at this. Stephanie was against you.
I mean, I understand. Like, if someone left their food in the fridge, I steal it, too. But at the same time, if I left food in the fridge,
no, she took the wrong to-go container.
I actually remember tea, because at a New Year's party, me and Matthew threw.
What?
So
oh, wait,
Matthew,
was that the one I had to work?
Yeah, so Matthew made macaroni. He had so much pride in it. All of us gather around, eat the macaroni, and we're all eating it and saying, "Oh my God, it tastes so good." And all of us are thinking secretly, like,
it's
oh, it tastes
terrible.
A little off. No, it, didn't taste, it tasted like macaroni with, like, sugar in it. And then the tea came out that he used, what did he use?
Condensed sweetened milk instead of... evaporated condensed milk is like pure liquid sugar.
I also do remember two New Year's parties ago, we had a hot tub in our backyard, and it was on the we had a downstairs deck and everyone was in the hot tub, my older sisters and their husbands and stuff. And then just as a joke, I was upstairs, I think, with you and Allie.
Yeah,
and me. I said, "Oh, let's go on the upstairs deck and see what they're talking about." So I went outside, and then I heard them talking about me.
You liar.
Okay, it wasn't anything about, bad. Like, it wasn't
like,
anything
just
bad.
About, like, you living in Nebraska.
Because I was about to go back to LA, and they said, "Oh, Lucas just can't stay in one spot." Then they said something about Matthew wants to stay here, but Lucas is forcing him to go back to LA.
Yeah,
but I actually just thought it was funny.
How come I never heard about this?
Oh, because it wasn't actual tea. I just thought it was funny.
Oh, I thought the tea of that was that Stephanie was tearing off her toes in your...
Oh, and then we never went in the hot tub again because Stephanie used baby feet, which if you don't know, it's a mask you put on your foot, and then for 2 weeks your feet peel. And she went into... Wasn't that what happened, right?
Yeah.
And then she went into the hot tub and there's just a film of dead skin on the top. I made that up. That's an act. But there was dead skin somewhere.
That's all we thought about.
Yeah, that just goes to show, if you're thinking about getting a hot tub, probably don't, because there's something about going in someone else's hot tub that's fun, but when you own the hot tub, it isn't fun.
And you just figure people are going to pee in it.
Because you have to be the one to dump all these chemicals in. And then also, if the hot tub is just a standalone hot tub on its own above ground, it's just like a cesspool.
Yeah, same with a pool. Like, even if
but
it's
a pool
underground.
At least is like, it's like in the ground. Like,
if
the
it was
little bathtub that all these people are sitting in. And like their butt cheeks are in there.
With the hot tub part of the pool, that's nice.
If you actually think about pools, it is disgusting. Like, everyone has poop flakes behind everything.
But like, if you guys had a hot tub, I would go in it all the time because I wouldn't have to do all the weird chemical
stuff.
Yeah,
but I think it just sounds gross. Could you imagine grandkids would pee in it?
Also, don't you remember us thinking it was never hot enough?
I know, because me and Lucas went in and it was like just like probably 60 or 50 outside and it was felt cold. It was like, what?
Also, like a hot tub is a thing where you're like so excited to go in it, but then you sit in it and 5 minutes later you start to sweat and you say, okay, let's
get
out.
And then it ruins your skin and you feel dry for the rest of the day.
Well, I guess we won't get a hot tub.
No, you should get one because all of us would use it because we don't own it.
No, it sounds nasty.
Can you imagine at Thanksgiving all of us little... apple pie crustings on our hands, dunking in, people farting in there.
Dressing.
It would be a cesspool.
Gravy.
If you guys had one, I actually don't think I'd go in it because I'd be grossed out.
That's just nasty.
You guys should get one.
That sounds so nasty now. And I don't think it's fun to go in a hot tub if it's 2 degrees out. I just don't think that sounds fun.
No, that's the coolest thing ever when it's snowing.
I don't think it sounds fun.
You should get one.
Anyway.
Well, that's it.
That was the tea of... So that's... That's how we answered her question. Sorry.
Well, we gave our family tea, which
okay,
is obviously
so, I
so
think
mild.
You should, yeah. I think maybe you shouldn't be quite as much of a bitch, maybe, and keep your opinions to yourself, maybe.
Oh, that actually is a funny story.
Not make people cry, I guess.
Oh, yeah, because that's the thing. It's all good to be upfront with people, but sometimes your opinion isn't needed. You know what I mean? Like, if, for example, today you thought I looked swollen or something, my face looked swollen, you could tell me and obviously I'd be sad, or you could just keep it to yourself.
No, there's like certain people where I'll just like say what I'm thinking, but it just depends who it is.
I mean, it's different.
Like
if
Lucas has like a zit and like I just want to be annoying, obviously I'll just point it out. But if it was like what, like you had a zit, Mom, I just wouldn't point it out. Be nice.
Well, that's not very... I'd want to know. If there's a burger hanging out my nose, I want to know. That's the sign of a true friend.
Do you think that it's a true friend that if you have like whipped cream on the side of your mouth, they say you have whipped
cream? Yeah, I tell people that all the time. If I have a burger hanging out my mouth,
Jacob actually has
nose.
A problem with eating.
What?
Okay, you always just get food on your mouth.
Oh, yeah, that always does happen. I don't know how to eat, guys.
Oh, that's sad.
All right, well, be sure to send us more emails, and we have to get going because our mom and Jacob are on vacation. Today we're going to go go-karting.
And
sounds
Ethan
like our little
and
kids.
Dad are downstairs like going, gosh, they're taking so long.
We're going to go go-karting and then we're going to go to the Santa Monica Pier. So if we see any of you hoes, be sure to say hi, because yesterday when we were biking, someone tweeted us saying, saw you guys biking, but they never said hi.
Yeah, that did happen.
All right.
Thanks for letting me be on here, hoes.
Oh yeah, follow my mom's legal battle at her Instagram at Molly Cruikshank.
It's private now.
You privated it?
Oh, someone made me private it.
Oh, because you have grandkids on there and stuff.
Yeah,
that makes sense.
Sorry.
So there's like,
but
there's like
Snapchat.
200 people that actually have private.
Oh, so are you gonna accept their follower request or no?
No, I don't know.
I don't know.
Okay, so don't follow her because she...
But Snapchat, you might be seeing
what's
some
your
stuff.
Snapchat?
I don't know.
Oh, it's probably Molly Cruikshank, right?
Is it Molly?
Yeah. I feel like you should start a Patreon for $10. I feel like five
people
get
it. Why don't you do a public Instagram?
I don't know. I'm not popular enough.
It gets so annoying because everywhere we go, I say, Mom, take a photo, and you don't even want to. I thought you were going to brag to all your Facebook friends.
Well, yeah.
Because you don't understand. My mom is so popular on Facebook. Everything gets like 500 likes
plus. Well,
but I
feel bad
because
we used to live in California, and I don't have enough time to see my friends that I worked with, so I don't really want them to know I'm in California.
So you're not going
to
post anything about it? If anyone says anything, say, sorry, I was here for a few days.
I want to just see my family.
And unfortunately, you're not... important enough in my life for me to visit
no,
you.
No, because there's a couple of people I'd really like to see, but I just...
I know, but...
You know, it's sad.
You know, you're busy going go-karting.
That's right. That's right.
All right. Well, don't forget to subscribe, give us 5 stars, and
stay in the loop.
All right.
Woohoo!
Bye.
Bye.